Thank you, Mr. Chair, and good morning, everyone. Just a few words on the an overview and the opening remarks for this session, this agenda item today. First of all, of course, Mr. Issa, thank you very much for the non-paper and the entire team. As usually, it's true there is little time to digest it, but this is very much in line with our past explanations and agreements when we were adopting the terms of reference for this working party. So I just want to underline that the non-paper is very useful to help us orientate the exchange today. Also, we note very much the continuous improvement in terms of usefulness of this non-paper and encourage also to continue this practice of providing it as soon as possible, obviously cognizant of the limitations. The document clearly outlines all the main focus and mainstreaming areas of UNCTAD's work, so this is very much welcome from the point of view of transparency as well as trust building. There's also, we note, the improvement in connection between the lessons learned and how this is linked to the chosen activities and performance indicators, so very much welcoming that. The performance indicators, we imagine that this will still be, let's say, part of discussions on how to be improved in the final document. Some of them can be made a bit more concrete, and we'll provide some suggestions and some thoughts on this when we come to the individual sub-programs. While this is not part of this sub-program, just maybe to make a point, we do encourage the Secretariat that when the deliverables tables are being prepared across the different sub-programs, to try to ensure as much of a coherence as possible. We have raised this in the past, that there has been some, let's say, different counting of different publications or activities between the sub-programs, which then is sometimes makes it a bit more challenging to read and decipher. So I would welcome a bit of attention to that. And to conclude, just two very quick points. It will be important that the final document reflects the agreements reached in the relevant fora. With that, I have mostly in mind the Pact for the Future, of course, which is the most recent relevant high-level document for this fora as well at UNCTAD. And for instance, when we look at the debt discussions and the debt agreements that were reached at, that is clearly reflected also, if this is included in the document, of course, that is clearly reflected in a coherent way rather than creating potential parallel processes. And the second point is that, of course, that we stay within consensually established mandate and work areas, as we have seen that some parties are blocking UNCTAD programming and budget in New York when there is insistence on clearly non-consensual interpretation of certain provisions of agreed documents. Thank you very much again for the document.